Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 10th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Tannenbaum, Mora D'Asra of Bikur Cholam Machazikei Hadas in Seattle, Washington, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Tannenbaum reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and that will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu, and then a brief conversation between Rabbi Tannenbaum and I, which will afford all of us a window into his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tannenbaum.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. I want to thank you, Rabbi Herman, and the OU for arranging these Tehillim psalms and the words of encouragement that have been given for about 3 months now from a multitude of rabbis across the states. Additionally, I want to thank the Orthodox Union, Rabbi Herman, you, and everyone at the OU for all you have done supporting the different communities, synagogues, rabbis, and all of the Jewish people with the amount of programming and education that you have provided during these trying times. You should be blessed with continued success. I want to briefly share an idea that's very inspiring and empowering. I think most of us have heard of the expression, when there is a will, there is a way. It supposedly was first published in 1640. The words were a little bit different. To him that will, ways are not wanting. But that's when the concept supposedly originated. By the 1800s, the phrase, as we say it today, when there's a will, there's a way, 1820, that's the way it is. However, I think that this phrase is actually at least 2,000 years old. Let me explain. In the second parsha of this week's double parsha, Parshas Balak, the same parsha they read in Eretz Yisrael, the second part of the Parshas Balak, we learn that Bilam, the evil prophet, is hired by King Balak to curse the Jewish people. Yet Bilam first has to ask Hashem, God, permission to curse the Jewish people, to which Hashem replies, Lo Selech Imahim, do not go with King Balak's emissary. So Bilam has to deliver the quote-unquote bad news to Balak's emissaries. But days later, Balak sends greater emissaries and again entreats Bilam, please curse the Jewish people, to which Bilam replies, I can't do anything without asking God. And Hashem says to Bilam this time, Kum Leich Itam, you can go with them, but you can only say what I tell you to say. The question is, Hashem changed his mind? He said at first, don't go. Now he says, you can go, and even on the way, there's an angel that stands on the road on Bilam's donkey, trying to Bilam not to go. And Bilam asks, should I go, not go? The angel says, well, you can go, but you can only do what Hashem says. You can't go and curse the Jewish people. What's going on? Why the back and forth? Why does Hashem at first say, don't go, and then he says, Bilam can go? The Gemara in the Tractate of Makos gives a beautiful and powerful explanation. It brings a phrase, Bederech sha'adam rotze leilech, in the path that a person wants, is determined to go. Molichinoso. It's usually translated, he leads him down that path. Hashem leads the person down the path. The problem is the Marasha or Shlomo Edels of the late 1500s, early 1600s from Poland, the great commentator on the Gemara asked, that's not an exact translation. It doesn't say, B'derech sha'adam rotze leilech, the path a person is determined to go, molichoso, he leads him there. It says molichin in the plural. They lead him there. Who is the they? We don't refer to Hashem as a they. Who is the they that leads that person there? The Marasha answers that every thought, every word, every action we undertake creates an angel. If God forbid we have evil intentions like Bilam did, It's an evil angel that's created. But Lahavdil, hopefully for us, every positive thought we think, every productive word we speak, every helping action we do creates a good angel. Those angels we create lead us in the direction we want to go. Unbelievable. We can determine our path in life. The Maharsha continues, says, wait a second. But don't we say everything is in the hands of God? So what happens in life? We don't determine what happens. Hakol bidei shemayim, everything's in the hands of heaven. Yet the whole phrase is not just Hakol bidei shemayim, everything's in the hands of heaven. Chutz miyirah shemayim, except for the fear of heaven. The fear of heaven. What does that mean? When we choose to do good things, to speak proper words, and to do kindness to others and our Creator, that's what it means to fear heaven. We can choose our own destiny. These are such powerful words, especially during this time. Many of us listening are in our homes, maybe confined, quarantined, and even if we're out and about a little bit, we all feel that lack of socialization and maybe a little bit of yeyush, despair. What are we able to do? Are we helpless? The Parsha this week, the Gemara, Makos, the Maharsha are saying, absolutely not. If there's a will, there's a way. If we think positively, speak positively, do positive actions, we can set our own destiny in our own houses, confined to our own houses. We can set our own destiny. What an empowering, practical and relevant idea set over by the sages 2,000 years ago. With that, we're now going to transition into saying Tehillim, Psalms. We are going to say chapters 20, chapters 27, and 130. We'll start off with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. I will try to say it slowly, even though we're not saying it responsively. We'll say it together. If you're able to say it together, you can say it along with me. And then afterwards, we're going to say a Misha Beirach for Cholim. We'll say a prayer for those who are infirm and ill. And I will say at the time, anyone, when I pause, can insert the name of someone who's infirm or ill during that prayer, and we will end with Achenu. So chapter 20, Perakach. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagefcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Umetzion Yisadeko Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Volasecha Yedashne Zela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha Vechol Atasecha Yimalei Niranena Bishuasecha Uvshein Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishme Kadsho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino, Ela Varechev, Ve'ele Vasusim, Vanachnu Beshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir, Hema Karu Venafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Venis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaninu V'yom Kareinu. We're now going to recite Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. Chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echod Bikrov Alai Mireim Lecho Es Disari Sarai vaivaili hema chashlu benafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yirali bi im takum alai nuchama bezos ani voteach. Achas sha'alti me'eis adonoi osa avakesh shifti beveis adonoi ko yeme chayai lachazos benom adonoi Ulevaker echalo, ki yitzbeneni besuko biyom ra'a, yastireni biseser ahalo, bitzur yoro memeni, liata yarum roshi al oivai sivivosai, vezbecha vaholo zivche serua, Ashira vazamra ladoinoi. Shema adonai koli ekra vichaneni va'aneni. Lecha amar libi. Bakshufanai espanecha adonai avakesh. Atastir panecha mimeni. Atat va'af avdecha ezrasi ha'isa. Atichini va'atazveni. Elohe ishi. Ki avivi mi azavuni. Varenoi yasveni. Harini adonai darkecha. Unchini bo'orach mishor leman shoreroi. Atitneni benefesh. Sarai. Ki kamu vi ede sheker viseach chamas. Lulei hamanti leros betuv adonai be'eretz chayim. Kave el adonai chazak v'yameit libecha v'kave el adonai. For the last chapter of Tehillim, we're going to say recite Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kerasicha adonai. Adonai shema v'koili. Tiena asnecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmorya adonai miyamod. Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivarei. Kivisi adonai kivasa nafshi, velidvaro hocholti. Nafshi ladonai mishomerim laboiker, shomerim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, kim adonai acheset varbe imo fiduz. Vehu yifteh es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We're now going to say a Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for those who are infirm and ill. I will pause at the time that you can insert someone's name or people's names that you know that are in need of a Refuah Shalema, of a complete recovery. We'll pause briefly in the middle and you can insert the names there. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Rapei Es HaCholim. Bizkar Zakarish Barku Yimale Rachim Alehem Lakmi Mam Laraposam Lahakizikam Lahakiosam Vishlaklahem Hira Fuashlema Minashramayim the Ramach of Rehem Shasagadeyam Besov Sharakol Israel Rafusa Nefesh Rafusa Guf Hasha Baglavs Mankarib Benomar Amin. We'll now say Achinu. Achinu Kobes Israel Hanasunim Bizkaro Uvishriya Om din bein bayam, uvein bayabasha, hamakom yurachim aleim, viyotiim mitzara lirvacha, umeyafela leora, mishubed legula, hasha baglavs mankarib, and omar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Tannenbaum, as we segue to the next portion of our call. How are you, your family, and wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, under the circumstances, I guess like everyone, we're doing very well. My children are home, no summer camps, and no real social outings right now, but we're making the best of the situation. Baruch Hashem, doing well.
Unbelievable. What is life like in Seattle, in particular in your community? Obviously, Seattle has been in the news recently with the hostile takeover of several city blocks in the downtown area, although I think I read the other day that that has now ended. Could you please give us some insight into the Jewish community and what Jewish life is like in Seattle?
Sure. So the main Jewish community where we are is in Seward Park area. It's actually very far from downtown. I know as much about it as you do just from the news, but nothing itself, seeing anything. We have actually a very big Jewish community here, the vibrant Jewish community. There are two Sephardi shuls that have a rich heritage, one from Rhodes, one from Turkey. We have Ezra Beseret and Sephardi Bikur Cholim. There are also two Ashkenazi shuls. There's Minyan Or Chadash, and then my shul, Bikur Cholim Maksike Adas, which was founded in 1891, the first shul in the Pacific Northwest. Actually, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was the Rav here for about 6 months. Rabbi Yisachar Frand comes from the shul also, comes from Seattle. We have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of personalities have come from here. Schools-wise, we have two Jewish day schools, two main Jewish day schools, the older school and newer school. We have the older Jewish high school, we've been around for a while, and then we have a girls' high school, and we just started a couple years ago a boys' yeshiva. There are actually a lot of families in my school. We probably have about over 150 registered members, associate member families in the shul, and the community must have, I don't know, let's say 500, 600 Shomer Shabbos families in the Seward Park area. So Baruch Hashem, very vibrant, mikvah, Erev, all the amenities, even in the pegged in the Pacific corner of the Pacific Northwest, you can get almost everything here that you can get anywhere across the states.
Kosher pizza?
Kosher pizza. You can even get kosher pizza. The one thing about here at the Harman also is it's gorgeous. It's absolutely breathtaking here. Right now, it's been in the 70s, behind the 70s in the summer, and just the mountains and the water. It's the people who love nature. It's unbelievable here. They come out here, especially in the summer when people are on breaks, to take hikes and see. We have Mount Rainier, one of the biggest mountains. It's just, it's gorgeous. Everything here is just absolutely breathtaking. It's a beautiful community.
Amazing. Well, I look forward to visiting one day, please God, but it sounds like the community, Chas Hashem, is unbelievably thriving. So we're not going to sugarcoat. We're not going to sugarcoat this pandemic, because short and simple, it's been horrible. However, with every challenge comes opportunity, especially those of innovation and growth. There's no way to gloss over the negative that COVID-19 has caused. But how would you say your community has grown from the pandemic? What is something that changed that you believe will continue? In the year of Hashem, what we hope will be the soon post-corona world, or something that you believe needs to change?
That's a good question. You know, a lot of people now who aren't working, either retired or, you know, unfortunately, there are those who've lost their jobs too, but a lot of people are working less because they're working remotely from home and have more time on their hands. And the way they're able to contribute to the community in ways they weren't able to contribute before is beautiful. Just looking out for others, the chesed opportunities, acts of kindness we can do towards others. There's been so many stories of people reaching out and doing more, whether it's volunteering for the shul and programs-wise, looking out for people who are homebound, trying to shop for them, reaching out to others. There's a lot of opportunities that I think people didn't really realize before until all of these times. They really brought to the forefront ways we can overcome the challenges we're in. As a story, it's actually not somebody who's in Seattle, but the story that somebody told me personally that happened to him, again, nobody here, so I feel safe saying it. He was having a lot of trouble in his marriage. And unfortunately, during this time, he came down with COVID during, you know, these last 3 months. And it wasn't just the flu-like symptoms, it wasn't hospitalizations. It was something that really impacted him greatly. He said he felt like a prisoner in his own body. His nights, his days were miserable for 2 weeks. He said it was for him like a living Gehenna. It was a living hell for him. It was awful. It was awful. But he said during that time, his wife and him repaired their relationship. How did they? It wasn't me. It was repaired their relationship. Hausko, his wife, was so giving and taking care of him during that time that they repaired the relationship. And he told me if it wasn't for COVID-19, if it wasn't for coming down with that, he doesn't know where their marriage would be. So sometimes we see in life, and again, not for everyone, sometimes we see in life what we think is the worst thing that ever happened to us in our entire lives can sometimes be the biggest bracha, can be the biggest blessing. And I've seen people, maybe not to that extreme, but it's during these times that the challenges they've had to overcome has really brought out the best in them.
That's incredible. What a story. Wow.
Yeah.
And lastly, where is your shul currently at this point? Are minyanim happening? Are they outside or are they indoors?
We just moved back last Shabbos. I think all of the shuls now are moving back. One more shul is going to move back. The last shul is moving back this Shabbos. So we are all inside, of course, with social distancing, with masks on, and so many different requirements as far as age requirements and a lot of different rules and tape over the chairs. Baruch Hashem, as far as our community, has not been affected, meaning people have been infected with the virus COVID-19 itself. It's been very few cases, and hospitalizations-wise in the Seward Park community, we haven't had. But in that sense also, it's also very worrisome because we realize that most people here don't have that antibody. So we still have, you know, many of the requirements, all the requirements that, that we were supposed to have. But Baruch Hashem, we're inside, we're davening, we still don't know if we're going to, you know, be going forwards, going backwards as far as moving back outside. Before we were right. outside in a big canopy, it was beautiful also. Like I told you, it's beautiful weather here. It was nice. It was really nice now. But Baruch Hashem, we are back inside the shul and we're hoping, you know, to have a Yeshua, to have a salvation soon where everyone can come back. And when I say everyone's back, we're not, everyone's not back. Only those who are not high risk and those who don't feel like right. they're, of course, you know, more prone to this illness.
Absolutely. Rabbi Tannenbaum, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabbona Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Before we conclude, I would like to thank one of our dear callers, and I won't name her by her name, who took the tagline that we end each of our calls with every single day of stay strong, hopeful, optimistic, and used it to create the most beautiful and wonderful poster that arrived at my home framed. This is truly incredible, and I thank you for it, and I look forward to hanging it up in my office. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Walter of Woodside Synagogue, Ahavas Torah, in Silver Spring, Maryland. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.